Like the wise three women of Christmas, we are bringing Radio Gold, Common Sense and Mirth.
Hello and welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex, a podcast from Metro. Miranda, that's how
it's a Christmas podcast.
Oh my God, it's a Christmas.
Sam, can we have the jingle bells in the background, please? Jingle, 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 jingle. It's a Christmas podcast. Ho, ho, ho. From
my ex used to call me the Lynch who stole Christmas. It's a podcast. It's a Christmas podcast
from Metro.
I'm gonna slap you round your beautiful face. I'm Bebe Lynch.
And I'm Miranda Kane.
What are we talking
Miranda
about?
Miranda Christmas Kane. So you're Bebe Grinch.
Bebe Grinch.
And I'm Miranda Christmas Kane.
Yeah. Don't ever, ever do that again. What's the show about?
Today, well, it's a lot
Easter.
Like...
It's before Christmas. And what do we do before Christmas? Book a holiday to Spain or buy presents.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
So we are going to be talking what Christmas presents you can get for you, yourself, your loved one, which in many cases is the same person. Yeah.
isn't loved ones a weird thing? Because like you wouldn't buy things for hated ones, would you?
No.
So why say it?
I know.
Why did you say it?
Just for ones.
My name is Alex Fox. I'm a sex educator, a broadcaster, a writer, one half of the Unexpected Fluids podcast that shares real-life tales of sexual fails. I am the resident X-rated agony aunt on The Modern Man Show. And today, for one day only, I am your Sister Sledge, here to make your saucy Christmas present dreams come true.
Welcome. Oh, you know Christmas.
No.
Can you explain it to me?
Well, baby Jesus hated his present, but luckily he kept his receipt.
I hate Christmas. The only thing I like about Christmas is our little elf, Alex Fox, comes in.
Can I do my segue?
Do it.
Can I do my segue? Because like the wise three women of Christmas, we are bringing Radio Gold, Common Sense and Mirth.
Hey! That was glorious.
Thank you.
I've been sitting here trying to think up rude versions of Christmas carols, like five cogwheels, four cheeky birds, three French maids, two rubber gloves. And a partly ridged... and a partly ridged thing in me.
Hey!
Well, that's beautiful. And that's stop it. And that's the real meaning of Christmas. Jesus Christ. So, you know, we have
I'm
really upset. So, you know, you get the Radio Times Christmas morning.
Yep.
You circle what you want. I know Alex Fox to my left kind of did the same with all your sexy goodie, your lists of everything that's out there.
Yes.
All these new, are they new? I don't know. You've come here with stocking fillers, and I know there's three huge presents.
A massive sack full of joy.
Yeah,
yes.
Sam, me, producer Sam, me, and Miranda to my right.
Basically,
can we go through your stockings,
please? If you just
please?
Come over here and
no, I'm not going
sit
near
on
you.
Mrs.
I'm not
Claus's
near
knee.
No, I'm not going
yeah.
near you.
Then I will grant your wishes. I will tell you some of my top saucy picks.
Lovely.
For XXXmas gift.
Lovely.
X-rated Xmas.
Okay.
Now, last year when we did this, I think I mostly shared with you exclusively really sexual presents.
Yes.
And I wanted to introduce some milder stuff this year as well as wilder stuff to acknowledge that not everybody feels comfortable with foisting something really naughty upon their partner. In fact, I was having a chit-chat with some pals recently about how pleased they would be to receive a sex toy, for example, for Christmas, a vibrator. Now, some of them said they'd welcome it with open arms and definitely open orifices, whereas others pointed out that if you're not careful with what you purchase for a partner or a pal at Christmas time, then you can sort of make them feel a bit obligated to use something that maybe they wouldn't pick usually, because they don't want to offend and they feel like they, you know, it's rude to say, oh, the gift that you've spent money on and time thinking about isn't something I want.
Yeah.
Then it can actually be a little bit coercive.
It's safer to buy a box of matchmakers, say.
Well, if you have met your match and you want to introduce some more romance to your life, then let's start off.
That's beautiful.
Oh, way up.
And now broke.
Let's start off by breaking.
Now, I bet you didn't think that I was going to bring along something from esteemed purveyors of coffee and tea, Wittard Chelsea. But this is a tea advent calendar.
Nice.
And it's a perfect gift for somebody who is your cup of tea. It's got a little drawer for each of the days leading up to Christmas. And in each one is a few tea bags of different flavours. Now, you could use this a number of ways. First of all, I'm permanently talking about how couples should try and sit down and have conversation a little bit more, to talk about sexual matters outside the bedroom. Yeah,
right.
Sometimes if there's something that you wanna natter and chatter about, that's maybe a sexual challenge or an issue that you're having, bringing that negativity into the place where you then want to make love isn't the most ideal environment. And talking about sexual matters in the light of day rather than at night when you're huddled tight together.
Cup of tea.
Yeah. Talking about sex over a cuppa, particularly if there's something that you want to discuss that's challenging, can be a much better strategy than giving your partner a blow-by-blow assessment of everything they're doing wrong straight after you've done the do.
Over Twitter.
So you could use the tea advent calendar as a pledge to create a mindful moment with your partner every day in the lead up to
lovely.
Christmas. Or you could also try, I've got a little, you know, I love a little phrase. I love to coin a neologism, emphasis on jism. One of my phrases is the kettle kisses rule. Make a rule that every time you brew up when you're in the house and your partner's there, for the duration it takes the kettle to boil, stop everything else and just have a really deep, delicious snog. Lots of us, especially if we're with long-term partners, don't actually kiss indulgently and romantically that much.
Can we do this in a pret, yes or no?
Pret-em. Yeah.
This is where BB invests in one of them hot water taps. Gets rid of the kettle completely.
Just carries a flask.
Yeah.
Lots of people complain, oh, I don't have time for romance.
That's
I can't fit it into my day. It takes a couple of minutes for your kettle to boil, and it's something that you'll do as routine, so it can be a good reminder. But you can also spice this up, not just by drinking your chai. If you wanted to make it a little bit more saucy, then you could include maybe buy yourself an erotic book or print out some erotica from the internet and include a page in every single drawer so that when you have your pre-bedtime cuppa, you get to read each other a saucy story.
Because they're little drawers. So just to describe, it's like a big box and it's got a little doors that you can open, and inside it's got 25 little drawers and you can open them up at any time and put in your own things. So I would say that even after December, you could use that because it doesn't look too Christmassy to be like,
I think
you could use it for the next month for something
so
else.
It's like a kingfisher blue and it's really deep orangey red and like a gold. I'd keep my antidepressants in there.
I actually think the drawers are the perfect size for condoms.
Yeah.
And also Polaroids. If you don't have a Polaroid camera, and you don't want the expense of having to pay for Polaroid film, but you quite like the idea of giving your partner a bit of a saucy snap, then you can get these brilliant little printers that actually print Polaroid size snaps directly off your phone screen. My sister got me one for my birthday, which I'm now announcing to the world that I'm using to send pictures of my tits to people who are lucky enough to receive them. So thanks for that, Sean. Cheers for facilitating my sex life. But they're also good because then you can take as many pictures as you want on your phone, get the angle of dangle correct, and make sure the light is bouncing off all your shiny bits in a way that you like, and then just print the one that you
prefer. What's your best angle when you do your boobs?
Well, I've got tiny little Hello Kitty titties, or mini milks as I like to call them.
Yeah.
So I think like up and under for me maximises the curve.
That's nice.
I quite like my titties.
I am never going to be home in time for the last bus, am I?
Okay.
So that's one.
The tea advent calendar is a nice sweet one. Another literally sweet one, this is from Prezi Box, is the Naked Marshmallow Box.
Oh, blimey.
This is ideal for a date night in. It's two packets of marshmallows, candy floss flavour and salted caramel flavour, and a little kind of like candle oil burner thingy, and some spears, miniature spears. You prong your mallows.
Yeah, exactly.
Prong your mallows on the stick, and then you can toast them for an indoor picnic.
Indoor s'mores.
Or you could take it with you if you wanted to go on a romantic outdoor date, if you're going camping, or just for like a wander, a stomp around in the falling leaves. Sometimes,
I like this. I like the point of basically, yeah, I like your, it's, you know, the mild versus wild. You can combine the two, but it's just that it's about you time, isn't it?
You don't have to be naked, but it helps.
Well, if you do want to gift something that's a little bit more raunchy and randy, sometimes packaging it up in a little hamper where there are other things like marshmallows to toast or some massage oil, for example, means that you're giving your partner multiple options of what they try first. So that means that they can maybe choose a mallow night if they're feeling more mellow and give them some mental time to kind of wrap their head around.
Nice.
That way you're not just going, here's a toy the size of a bollard, let's get it on. You're diluting how intimidating a sex toy gift might be if your partner needs a little bit of warming
What's
up.
What's that one in your stocking, please, Alex Fox?
Where can people get the marshmallow?
The marshmallows are from Prezi Box.
Okay.
Right, BB, you're taking us from the more palatable to the more penis-led here.
And this one does actually look like a BB.
What?
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you're looking at here is from a Japanese brand called Tenga, who I think we've spoken about with before. They are famous for making masturbatory products for people with penises that don't look like genitals. No shame in the game if you do like to plunge your penis into something that looks like a disembodied vagina. You know, that's what tickles some people's pickles. But a lot of men and their partners who want to use sex toys with them are put off by masturbatory toys that look like disembodied body parts. Whereas I think that Tenga's stuff, I think we've chatted about this before, Miranda, how it does, it really looks like something you'd get from the Apple store, you know. It's white and quite a technological looking, and what you're looking at here is a toy called the Flip Orb. Now, it looks like it's kind of an ergonomically shaped cylinder that's easy to grip in one hand. Mm-hmm. This will come into play in a second. But if I flip it open.
So it opens like a crocodile mouth.
It looks exactly like a crocodile mouth. Inside the toy, it's lined with really soft, silky, ribbed and textured silicone, so that when you put your penis inside it and rub it against you, that strokes against the shaft. But it also has these little orbs that are encapsulated within this jelly-like material that offer a kind of like a massage sensation.
Wow. Yeah.
And you can either get orbs that are a bit softer and squidgier, like this one's, or like this one is, or harder ones that are designed to give a bit more of a full-on stimulatory effect.
You'd have to ease into that, wouldn't you?
I actually think that this is one of those products that when you first look at it, if you've not seen anything like this before, you might be a bit taken aback by having a whack with it. They're so popular in Japan that they even have their own energy drink. So, so you can make sure that you've got enough power in your system before you get stuck in.
Where does the penis go in?
Okay,
it's
so
like a little hippo mouth.
What you do is you open up the case, if you will.
Yeah.
Squidge a little bit of water-based lube inside.
Yeah.
Then you close it,
over the penis.
You close it so that it does look like I would say it's sort of cylindrical. It's about the size of a small packet of hobnobs for your knob. And then it has a hole in the base.
Ah.
And you insert your penis into the hole there and thrust in and out. And it's also got squidgy sides, so you can increase the pressure.
Nice.
Yeah,
and
the kind
brilliant.
Of suction against your
penis.
And is
it a one-size-fits-all? It looks like it might be.
Generally, because Tengra are primarily Japanese, a lot of people think, are they going to be smaller? Because unfortunately, stereotypically, we often assume that people from that part of the world have smaller bodies and are thus proportioned smaller. The truth is there's not that much difference between a Japanese peen and a UK peen, statistically speaking. So this should fit most people. It's got a lot of give and squidge. You don't have to poke your whole penis in there either. You can just use it to stimulate.
You're not going to ask, don't you?
Sam? Would you give
Sam,
it?
Sam, producer Sam. Jeez. For our new Instagram, it could be our holding shop. Do men come in it?
It's designed to be come in.
You actually come in it, Miranda.
But it's also utterly reusable. You can flip it open, wash it, and then if you place it like that, in the holder, and that allows it to dry.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, and then you put it like that, close in the holder,
use it
to store it.
It looks like Alexa. And then you use it to change your TV channel, to answer your phone.
It
Alexa, suck me off.
I actually brought with me, I'm going to have to put my mic down for this for a second. I brought with me, I've upgraded from, I think I brought with me last Christmas, I brought a demo dick. I have I gave you my parts.
Oh, my
He's
God.
Dead as well.
The very next day.
Stop talking about dead people. Oh, don't
had another lay.
Wow.
This year,
she's still
take
singing.
Me up the rear. My front parts are even wetter.
Oh, it's kinky karaoke, ladies and gentlemen.
No, you say sorry.
Here in the metro.
Say sorry.
I'm sorry, BB.
Don't apologise.
I'm sorry for my greatness. I think last year, or in the past, I have brought my prized Papa Smurf demo dick with me, which is a blue phallic fake penis that I use to demonstrate things like condoms and sex toys on. However, I have now switched over to using a much less realistic clear plastic probe because I found that I was getting into trouble on certain social media platforms for sharing something that though it was bright blue, it did still have a bell end of veins. So, yeah, if you're in the blue man group, then that was a blue man hood, I suppose. Now I have my thoroughly inoffensive clear plastic probe. The way this works is...
She's going to demonstrate.
I can put some lube on it if you want, but it goes like this.
Okay. Little video.
Oh, we need lube. It's not going to... I have come prepared.
That's a lovely movement there, Alex.
Nice, isn't
that's
it?
Delightful.
Your nails look nice.
Thanks very much.
You're okay.
Let's do a proper job. Oh, there she goes. Oh, it's all in the eyes.
Ooh, what was that?
thoroughly inoffensive, clear acrylic probe. It's nothing more. This is a Tengra spinner from the same company. It's essentially a masturbatory sleeve. So think of it as like a cock sock, really, a stimulating cock sock. Again, made out of this lovely jelly-like, soft, squidgy material. It's again got lovely patterns on the inside that are designed to rub against the shaft and the bell end. Yeah, you can get different textures and patterns. They do some, you know, that are in association with famous artists, and you can get ones that have Keith Haring's little characters, you know, the little dogs and stuff that you can rub against your dong. So there you go. God. Yeah, collectible. They do a rip and dip one that has a cat with giving, like, flipping the bird at you as well. For a, if you really want a random car crash of cultural influences, then wank off into a rip and dip cup. But in captured inside this jelly material is a harder coil, a spiral of tougher plastic. And what that means is that when you slip this on your penis and move it up and down in the same way that you would a standard wank, the core of material automatically spirals round.
Ah.
It takes a little while to get going. I'm lifting this off the table. But yeah, it sort of spins on your dick,
it
essentially.
Looks like I'm not doing that very well. I like it.
It reminds me of flubber.
Flubber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flubber.
I mean, one day in the when the world is a better place and people have invented flubber, that's what they're going to fucking do with it, isn't it?
And is that and they do look really cool, their products.
Yeah.
They?
I mean, I think you can tell from what I'm doing here that that could potentially feel quite nice against a peignoir, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rather lovely.
So it's flubber.
Flubber for your
it's
knobber.
Like a Ghostbusters ghosty splodge meets flubber.
I am.
Thank you. And you put it on your winky.
Yeah. They come in different colours. The different colours indicate different textures inside.
Oh, I see. That's clever. And with some quite nice grey top and tail ending of the tubes and blue for the other. So it looks like a desk toy.
Or a posh perfume or something like that.
A
posh perfume. It looks like an aftershave. Maybe.
Yeah. Aftershave. My stockings are almost bulging. And also, we've got quite a few presents. Is there anything for the ladies?
100%. It's another Japanese company, this time called Iroha. And they have a new product on the market called the Tamari. Now, Tamari, can you guess what that word traditionally means?
Tomato, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow,
tomorrow, tomorrow,
tomorrow,
tomorrow, I love ya, tomorrow, or only a day. All over the world.
Well, hopefully you will love tamari, but it's got absolutely nothing to do with tomatoes or Annie or tamarinds. No, it means handball. Oh. It's kind of a traditional style of woven sphere that was common back in Japan in the olden days. Ooh. And this ye olde ancient culture, spherical culture, more like the 7th century AD. Like, we are going back. Ooh. We're going way back, even further back than the last time I had natural coloured hair. Tamari is this woven fabric ball.
Okay.
And Iroha have used that as inspiration for a new shape of toy. Mm. Now, this is so new that it will be out closer to Christmas, but I don't think it's quite hit the shelves yet. So I have a picture for you. And if you could describe that to me.
Oh, yes. It's like a little, bald man sitting in a chair from behind. That's what I see.
I can't see a thing.
If you cross your eyes.
I've got my eyes in, so I'm going to have to lean forward like this.
It's like a little ball sitting in an egg cup.
Yeah. I know that we're talking about Christmas, but I think these look like
Easter.
little spherical Easter eggs sat in cups.
Yeah.
Now, when I first saw this picture, I presumed that the ball came out of the cup and the cup was the holder. I was wrong. These have actually been designed to work a little bit like a wand vibrator. So they've got that that domed top surface that means that vibrations spread over a wider surface area of the body, which a lot of people love when it comes to genital stimulation or just massage. But they have this short, stubby little holder rather than a traditional long handle, to make them more compact so they're easier to travel with, and B, they've been specifically designed so that the vibrations don't travel into the hand. They travel
so you
just
hold the cup so that it all is attached and you hold the cup and you just put it, but so you could just put
precisely
on
that they're designed so that the spherical egg part of the vibrator has really quite strong vibrations, but those don't pass through the cup handle into your palm. Because a lot of people do find that if they're holding a sex toy for a long time, I've definitely put down powerful sex toys and sort of like had a bit of a numb, quivery hand afterwards. A lot of people really don't like that sensation. They want the vibes on their V. They don't want them in
that
their palm.
Right. Which company is this?
M&M's. Melt in your mouth, not in your hair.
Which company is this?
This company is called Eroa. They're the sister company of Tenga.
Okay. Can you spell Eroa for me?
Iroha.
Okay.
I believe that the name of the brand comes from a traditional song that was designed to teach young children the main parts of the Japanese alphabet. So it's like the equivalent of Do Re Mi, and the whole range is designed to help you discover and learn about your body from scratch.
So oh, that's so
it's
lovely.
It's the Do Re Mi of diddling.
I really
self.
Thought you were going to start singing about another dead singer.
You're just desperate to get in my sack, BB. Yes.
I want to do something smaller though before we get to the main event.
Okay.
Can we just do something for maybe like a Secret Santa?
Oh,
so if you're in an office, and you know that there's someone who's the little bit of the kinky one, have you got something that you can recommend as a little Secret Santa?
This is less kinky and more slinky. A lot of people, rightly or wrongly, decide that after Christmas in January, they're going to go on a health kick.
Yeah.
And they get their asses down to the gym. I really like spinning. I like indoor cycling because I'm a masochist, it would seem. And I was recently introduced to a brand of sexual health products. They make condoms and lubes and stuff called Woo Woo. I think you can get them at Superdrug. And they make a soothing balm that is not only designed to be used on your hoo-ha after you've shaved or you've waxed, but it's really brilliant after you've been to spin class. I have definitely chafed my chuff and bumped my front bum on the saddle to the point where after my first few classes, I bruised my foof and it was quite uncomfy.
You hurt your noonie doing exercise.
I'm very dedicated.
What's the lesson to learn there?
Ride something human. I don't know.
Maybe I shouldn't be putting this in someone's secrets. Oh, no, I feel really bad.
Maybe,
go on, fuck off to spin class, you fat girl.
Yeah, maybe not the right secret.
I thought it was because I saw balm and I thought it was like a nice little massage balm or something.
You probably could use it for massage, but that's not what it's intended for. Yeah, maybe this was a bad recommendation for Secret Santa, but it is genuinely a product that I used and was surprised
and
at how
woo-woo.
Helpful it was. That's woo woo.
That's
yeah.
woo woo. What's that?
Oh, this is a real favourite of mine. This is from Prezi Box as well. This is a pillow for your bed with something special about it. Any guesses, girls?
I've come on it.
A blow up boy.
Just to let people know, it looks like a 1950s radio.
Well, this is just the packaging.
It's in a big bag that looks like a 1950s radio. And it is pillow shaped, pillow size.
And it's lime
green. Radio gives you a little bit of a clue.
Ooh. No.
Reach into your latex pouch
what
and pull out.
What this is.
Oh my God, it's going to
say... A pillow with an inbuilt speaker system.
Oh.
So if you plug in, I'm going to give you a little bit of a demo here. If you plug in your phone and lay yourself down or your partner on the pillow, then only they can hear the sound. For a start, this is ideal if you're somebody who likes to listen to, say, I love ASMR or listening to Headspace style sleepcasts before I go to bed.
Yeah.
But I find wearing headphones while I'm trying to nod off is really uncomfortable. I often wake up almost garrotted by my headphone cord or with uncomfy ears from earbuds pushing in. And also, but if you play those kind of tunes just on a speaker and your partner's not into them, then it's a bit intrusive to their ability to sleep. So this is a personalised speaker pillow, but it's brilliant for sex stuff. Can you imagine
listening to us? listening, downloading every episode especially of the Good Sex, Bad Sex podcast.
Well, if you're looking
and
for
listening
infallible forms of contraception, then yeah, that'll work.
I don't know what you mean.
If you could lay your partner down on this and maybe play the soundtrack from a sexy film or a TV series that you want to role
Rambo.
Play.
Yeah.
Rambo. Could you do
dun 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 dun. I'm frosty now. I'm getting a bit too into that.
I was thinking more relaxing sounds of the forest, do you know? But hey.
There's your relaxing sound of the fucking forest.
You could go panpipes or you could go Rambo. Whatever floats your boat. There is a really brilliant subscribers app called Dipsea, D-I-P-S-E-A, and every week they put up new short erotic stories, which you can search according to how much time you've got. So if you just want a quick 5-minute shake of the coochie champagne and then pop.
This is so cool. So does your head kind of go in the middle of the pillow and either side's got the speaker so it kind of envelops your head?
You do have to nestle your head. I've experimented with this and you do have to nestle your head into the right spot on the pillow. It's a lot more discreet than I thought it would be. But once you've got your ear in the right place, it feels really intimate. It's lovely. It's like being whispered to by a stranger.
Is it waterproof? Because I do tend to drool.
You could put whatever cover on it you wanted. Or knowing you, Miranda, you could just stick it in a Tesco's carrier bag.
Classic.
Just wrap it in a bin liner.
Wrap it up in a bin liner.
Matches your duvet then. Perfect.
Rude.
Wow.
She's watched you nick all the free coffees as well. And I'm the one with the bin liner fucking travel bag.
What I'm saying, Miranda, is that you're filth in the best way. Dirty, trashy woman.
My God,
I love it.
Like, it's such a brilliant... Please put your stocking away. Put that away. That's huge. I'm going to feel bad now because I know you've got us two big presents. This array was incredible, and thank you so much, and me and baby Jesus, because
it's
you know,
hip hip array.
A
hip hip array.
Thank you. But I know you've got
Santa.
Us two,
listen to that.
I know
just
you've
crossed
got,
me.
I know
the
you've got two goodness. Really big presents.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I have one very specially selected mahoosive gift for both of you.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
Me.
Wow.
Okay. I've got a bus to catch.
For you, Miranda, as somebody I know definitely has a fetish fantasy side, but also lives in quite restricted space. Are you still in your camper van?
Miss Vanjie.
Yeah, you're still in Miss Vanjie. I figured that storage space would be at a premium for you, and so you probably wouldn't have room for a massive St. Andrew's flogging cross.
I have tried.
In the corner of the room. So you might be interested in a product by a German company called Rubbershock, who make they're kind of like flat pack vac beds and vac cubes. Nice. For those who don't know, a vac bed or a vac cube is a bed or a cube, clue in the name, which is like a metal structure covered in rubber, in latex. If you're a submissive person, you climb inside it and stick your head out, and then all of the air is removed. It's vacuumed
Jesus
out.
Christ.
And you get enveloped tightly in the latex. So you're vacuumed into a cube or vacuumed in place against a bed. Now, usually these structures are pretty freaking massive.
Yeah.
But Rubbershock have made ones that you can take apart. So they're kind of like Kinky Meccano. You build the cube, you put the rubber cover over it, and then, this is my favourite part, you suck out the air just using your own Hoover. Yet another sexual use for a Hoover, but this time...
Is this a present of your dreams?
This time a safer one.
Well, funnily enough, I have got a video of Alex demonstrating this, which I can put on our Instagram feed, which we will hopefully have at some point.
I tried one of these at an erotic trade fair recently in Germany. If you do watch the video, though, I am just in hysterics because... I do quite like to be submissive. I'm not sure about extreme bondage. It depends who I'm playing with. But I was very game for giving it a go, and I thought it might turn me on like a scaredy cat's nightlight. But the vacuum that I tried, the head hole had been made for an average size man, whereas I have a teeny weeny peanut head and quite a thin neck. And it meant that there was a bit of a gap between my neck and the edge of the vacuum. That could have been easily put right by putting on a collar or adjusting the size of the hole. Everything is custom built by Rubbershock. But in my case, it meant that there was a little bit of, there was a little gap where the air that was being sucked through the cube could escape around my neck. They made a farty sound and it just was like flatulence direct to the face, which ruined the fetish effect for me.
Some people would pay for good money for that. But.
Well, they don't cost bad money. They are pricey. I'm not going to try and underplay that. For a hand spec made bit of kit like this, you're looking to part with a grand.
So you've spent £1,000 on Miranda. What have you spent on me? How much?
Not far off, BB.
More or less.
I believe in fairness and equality.
More or less.
Well, it depends how long you want to go away with me.
Oh.
Because for you and I, BB, I have booked the most unholy of holidays.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking you away for a long weekend, a schlong weekend even, to an S&M-themed B&B.
So there is food.
A bed and breakfast with... How do you like your eggs in the morning? I genuinely need to know. Yeah. There are a number of these around the UK. There's one called S&M, E-double-S and E-M-M, and another one in Brighton that I've heard is very good. Basically, if you're somebody who quite fancies playing, again, with things like vac beds or spanking benches or... the larger kind of bondage and S&M equipment that you would find in a fetish club. But you don't want that public experience of playing in front of a crowd, and you don't have the space, the money or the inclination to buy all that kit and stick it in your mansion dungeon, which of course you own, then an S&M B&B is a really good way of having a flight of fancy weekend where you get access to all of those things, along with some tutelage from the people who own the place if you need it. So when you check in, they'll give you a little lesson in how to use everything safely and answer any questions you might have. You can either go just for a few hours, but most people go and stay the night and then they have tea and toast in the morning.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
How do people find out where they get a little holiday?
Let me find out. I don't think I wrote that down. I'm not sure I have that to hand, sorry.
That's okay. Give us one of the company names and then we can just...
Let me just find... If you head to one of the websites, it's... If you just point your... Okay. First, untie yourself, then use your free hands to toddle along to their websites. The two B&Bs that I've heard are good are S&M, spelt ESSANDEMM.com. And then there's also the Brighton Kinky B&B, which is Brighton Kinky BNB.co.uk.
Oh my God, very nice.
Might be all that you can say after a long weekend. Yeah, just stuttering.
This is going to be such an amazing Christmas. I feel bad because, Miranda, I haven't bought Alex anything.
It's all right, BB. You can win me £5,000.
Oh.
Now, everybody gets a little bit bored at the end of Christmas. You've opened all your parcels on the day itself. You've decimated the rest of the turkey and sat around in your boxes on Boxing Day. And then there's that gooch space, isn't there? Like between
the
bollocks and the anus anal passage. Yeah, there's that no man's land of time between Christmas and New Year where people are just kind of twiddling their thumbs.
Yeah.
And if that is you or you and your partner, then think about a different kind of twiddling and consider entering the Love Honey Design a Sex Toy Competition.
What?
Now, they've been running this for a number of years, but they've rebooted it for 2019/2020. They're no longer just offering one prize, but this time there are three prizes of £5,000 that have been segregated up into categories of students, designers, official designers, and just your average Joe, member of the public. So you've got more chances to win. Not only do you get the cash, but you also get your sex toy developed and manufactured and made into a real thing. So something that you've invented in your head can actually be used in everybody's bed.
Put forward the BB design you're working on.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a blow-up BB?
It's a big man called Master Peter, and he sticks his hands in your hair and pulls it. There's a lot of hydraulics involved.
And then says that he deals with Catholics.
Yeah. And BB gets very excited. It's very niche.
It is worth giving some serious thought, because a previous winner, a chap called Trevor Murphy, who came up with a gadget. Well, he came up with a gadget called the Squeal, which is quite famous now. It's one of the world's best-selling oral sex stimulator toys. It's a little wheel of fake tongues that go round and round and lap at your labia and the surrounding areas. You lube it up and you let it go down there and do its thing, and it's supposed to feel like cunnilingus.
Yeah.
And it was cunning for him, because in addition to winning the initial cash prize, he gets a cut of all sales. To the tune of £320,000.
Do you get a cut of sales for these ones?
Stop it.
Is that in these ones or...?
Yes, you do. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Especially as Love Honey this year are offering for official designers, you know, people with a design background to enter. I think they're expecting things of quite a high caliber. Now, if you are thinking of inventing your own sex toy, some useful places to start might be considering toys that you have that have a design flaw that always annoys you. Is a way that you can hack that flaw into something that you adore. Or every time you open your bedside cabinet, is there always something in there, something missing from there that you wish you had? Is there a gap in the market, a fab gap in the market? Think about how people use sex toys. What are the circumstances and the environments they're in? Do people want something that's really quiet? Is space saving an issue? As we've just been
looking
chatting
at me
about.
Again.
I know.
And also remember, you know, sex isn't just about penetration, and it's not just about touch. You might want to consider things like sound, like this pillow that you guys have just got excited about, or scent or visuals. Maybe there's a particular sexual challenge or an issue that you don't think is currently...
I was going to say, it's not always about being able-bodied or heteronormative either.
No, there's a brilliant product on the market that actually was first launched with a crowdfunding campaign called the O-Nut. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like little squidgy stackable cock rings that act as a buffer so that a penis can't penetrate someone too deeply. And it was initially developed to help with vaginismus, which is a condition where the muscles of the vagina clamp up really tightly and penetration can be painful to the point of impossibility. Couples who were trying to work through that gradually with additional help from things like counselling have used the O-Nut to give reassurance to the female partner that their male partner can't go too deep. And it's reassuring for the wearer too, that they're not going to accidentally plunge too far and hurt their partner. But those O-Nuts are now being used by other people for anal sex, because for a lot of folks, you know, no matter how your body functions, when you're doing anal, you might not want that same depth that you would appreciate.
I've got a bit of a question though.
Yes.
If you wanted to apply, what do you have to do? say your design knowledge is basically making a few quick lines on MS Paint.
You do not have to be Dyson.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if your graphic design abilities suck.
Yeah.
Some of Love Honey's past really big hits have just come from a rough sketch on a piece of paper.
On the back of a napkin.
Yeah, it's all about the idea, really. It's about identifying something that doesn't already exist and an idea that folks will really want.
Yeah.
So don't be put off if your stick man doesn't even look like a stick.
A stick.
I want to do a Brexit toy.
What? In, out, in, out. Comes big near border. And then turns in, changes its mind.
Well, it would never, ever end, would it? It's impossible to destroy. Yeah.
Alex, thank you for making Christmas so memorable. Can you please sing us out with your beautiful Christmas song again? Because that was very, very moving.
Oh, I'll think of another one. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? On Bebe's face, cheers is glistening.
Unbelievable. No.
She's lost her sight. She's had a fright. Walking in a winter Cumberland, yeah. Sausage up your bum.
My sack. Full to bursting.
Bulging.
Did you get some good ideas there?
Yes, I did.
You excited?
I've already got some ideas for a creator vibrator.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. BB shaped. Thank you. My name is Bebe Lynch.
I'm Miranda Kay.
And you can get in touch with us on Twitter at Good Sex Bad Sex. That one's got a triple X at the end because someone stole the name before we managed to get to it. That's what we've learned today.
Wow. Or you can get us just on Good Sex Bad Sex at Instagram and see all our pretty little faces.
And we are beautiful. And if you have a sexy question or query or anything you want us to talk about, get in touch. Info@sexpod.co.uk.
And we will see you next week.
Ta-ta.